Hello.
Hi, Mr. Overstreet. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Robert, sir, with Bayside Business Advisor. I'm just following up on the text we sent you. Are you on the market for financial, sir? How can I help you?
You tell me what I need to qualify for so you can see.
Okay, well, put it like this, sir. What are you looking for? You're looking for a loan? You're looking for consolidating loans? We do a lot of stuff, sir.
I'm looking for some money. I need some money for work. It's not even working capital. I need to fix my trailer, my truck, and my business, man.
Well, I can find you somebody that can do that for you right now, sir. All I need for you to send me some bank statements, sir, so I can start working with that.
Does it have to be a business bank account?
Is it personal?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So you don't have a business at all?
Oh, man, never mind, sir. I'm not going to get into this. It's just a personal bank account.
I'm just asking you,
okay, sir,
because, you know, we can work with our panel.
All right. My business, I had to close my business bank account. I just had to. It went negative. I couldn't afford it, and they closed it. I just started a business. I've been freaking struggling the whole time. Nobody would give me startup money. Nobody would help. Nobody would do anything. Nothing.
I understand.
Nothing. For a whole year. I've been through this thousands of times. I understand too, but it's just like, just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. If it's okay, it's okay. If it's not, it's not.
The thing for my underwriter, what I need for my underwriter, it's 4 months of bank statements.
Yeah, I can prove income into bank statements. It's just not a business bank account.
So it's under your name?
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, send them to me and I'm going to see what we can do with that. Tell you that much. I'm not going to just leave you on the dry. Let me give you my email address right now. It's robert@baysidebusinessadvisors.com. Hold on. It's robert@baysidebusinessadvisors.com. Let me spell that for you. It's B as in boy, A as in apple, Y as in yo-yo, S as in Sam, I as in igloo, D as in David, E as in Edward, B as in boy, U as in universe, S as in Sam, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, A as in adding or apple, D as in David, B as in visor, I as in igloo, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, S as in Sam. .com.
Okay.
If you send me those bank statements, if you can send them right now, send them. I can start working with that right now, and I promise you, I'll have you an answer no later than tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be giving you a call too, or my underwriter will call you and see what we can do for you. I'm not going to try and leave you on the dry because we're going to try to do something.
Okay. So Robert, at Bayside what?
It's robert@baysidebusinessadvisors.com.
All right. Got it.
Okay. If you send me those statements, the faster you send me those statements, the faster we can get you probably out of the hole, Mr. Jeffrey.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to, I'm not going to beat around
the bush. I'm not stupid, man. I already know. No, I'm just telling you, brother. I already know, man. I'm not emotional to this, man. This is
just a lot of people, man.
It's just a system. People don't even understand that we really unlimited credit. We have unlimited credit. It's just nobody knows that because they really don't know sovereignty.
Exactly.
But it's just like, I just get tired of the system, man. It's just pathetic. It's disgusting.
There's a lot of people that we actually fight against the system so we can get people like you to actually have something. We go under whatever is going on right now because, I've been helping a lot of people for a couple years and, I've seen people like you that try to get your head above the water and they don't let you. Well, that's why we exist. Not everybody has to be the same way as the system is.
Yes, sir. I'm trying.
So send me those statements. The faster you send me those statements, the faster we can start working with you. Let me ask you a couple questions before you actually leave. Okay. The name of the business was JAO Management.
Yes, sir. And logistics?
And logistics, got it. Let me actually fill up a little form right here, kind of quick, if you don't mind. Okay, and the owner is you, Mr. Jeffrey Overstreet. And your industry was basically trucking and logistics, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Give me a few seconds. I'm not going to, like I say, you know, I'm not filling up paperwork just to actually tell you no.
Oh, man, you're good, man. No,
how
yes.
Long you been, how long you were on business, sir?
Man,
less
since
than a
March
year.
Of that year.
Okay, less than a year?
Well, it's right about a year. It's right about a year.
Okay. I'm going to put between 1 and 2 years. You had a lot of, you had loans on the business?
No loans. Not
okay,
a single
no problem,
one.
No problem.
No, sir.
When do you, so you say that the hardship that led you through to actually close the business was the, you couldn't get no money to actually fix.
No, this is what happened. So I'm in trouble.
Tell me the story. I want to hear.
Yeah. So basically, I open up my business bank account, right? And I go through the FMCSA, which through transportation, it's their federal motor carrier service anyway. They do not do nothing right. They charged me $600 for nothing. So I canceled it. They wouldn't give me my money back. So I put a fraud on it on my bank account. And I went on with life. I went and used another person, got my MC number, did all this, got everything legit. I come back 3 months later, and they said they did an investigation, and they take the money out of my account just out of nowhere, and I didn't have the money in the account, and it went negative. And I told them, I was like, I didn't use them. Like, I don't know. But that's what happened. So
I put when did this happen, Mr. Jeffrey?
It happened last year. I put in disputes. I talked to the owner, or I talked to the branch manager. I talked to regional manager, direct manager.
To tell you the truth, we actually have lawyers too and retainers. So you know, like I say, you know, we actually going to help you with this. You remember kind of like around ballpark when was the date, like day, month?
Yeah, it was like October, November, December last year, quarter of last year.
So October was the 10th. And we say that you say the last quarter, 2024. Okay. And the day you don't remember, like the end of October?
No, I don't remember the date exactly.
Okay.
No,
no worries. What was your monthly revenue kind of like ballpark?
I mean, I still do. I still make in, you know, I bring in about anywhere from 65 to 9,000 a month.
Got it.
6,500.
Got it. You say 55 to 9,000, huh? Be patient with me. I'm actually feeling
are
this because we want to actually do something for you. I'm not gonna let you go. What is the if I ask you a quick question is what is the biggest concern with your current financial situation?
My biggest concern is I have to put so much. I have no credit. And so everything I pay for fuel, maintenance, blinkers, tires, wheels, trailer parts, everything through cash. My fuel is big. I spend $250 to $400 a day in fuel.
Gotcha.
I can't keep up, man. The money don't come in fast enough.
Yeah,
and then,
no,
you know, you sit here,
that.
You don't do this. And if you show any kind of attitude or negative to anybody, they cut down and they don't listen to you and it's always your fault. Okay. It's good. I understand. That's cool.
Okay,
man, I lived out my truck trying to do this business for a whole year, man.
Got you. What's your email address, sir?
No. jstreet8070@gmail.com.
Got it. And try to send me those bank statements as soon as you can. If you can right now, you know, I don't mind. You know, because the fastest I see him.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you October, November, December of last year, and then
that's good. That's as close as we can get. Send it to me as fast as you can. If you can right now, you know, I would really love to actually do it because I would like to start working on this right now.
Copy. I'm getting it right now.
Okay.
I'm getting it right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Like I say, you know, we're going to try to see what we can do for you. I like to talk to people like you because, you know, it's real people. Like, we don't get
Man,
people that...
100%.
You know, like, because we are like that, too. We like to hear stories. I like to
right.
hear how it's... You know, because that's that way, you know, makes it a little more human. You know what I mean? Instead of just
yes, sir, 100%.
Talking about money.
Right.
You know,
well, that's all anybody talks about anything. Anyways, nobody
yeah.
talks about ideas anymore. Nobody
no,
talks about anything.
Exactly.
Even if they do have an idea, the poor soul only directs into
yeah.
monetary value.
Gotcha.
It's just like,
no, I understand because you know what? I'm from way older than the old school. And I remember when it was like that, when you actually come over and talk to people instead of just calling them on the phone, shooting a text, stuff like that. Basically what it does is pretty much make us not human anymore because all you do is see texts, see emails and stuff like that. You don't see people anymore and you don't talk to people face to face.
They don't even know how to respond to the text either. And it's so sad. I want to tell you how sad it is since we're talking about this. You will put a text in perfect English, Spanish, Vietnamese, whatever the language is, you'll put it in perfect text and they'll still read it wrong. But they'll read a book from freaking Patterson or Thoreau or James Allen, and they'll read exactly what that man says. It's like, where does their paradigm shift from person to person? Do you have to have a monetary status? Do you have to have some kind of label? Now I listen.
Exactly
it's,
what you
it's
just
pathetic,
said.
Pathetic, yeah. Pathetic.
Yeah, but that's the life we're living on, you know. So we gotta come.
Yeah,
we're leaving, and we're leaving all these crystal kids now behind. So you know, wonder how long the year will last with them. You know. We'll do.
And they wonder
we'll
why people are killing themselves and depression and nobody wants to have sex and babies anymore. Why would you want to bring a living child into this?
Minds
are
all
who would
already.
Want to do that? Who?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
I'm trying to find my other account.
I got him over here already. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Then, oh shit, auto reload. And let me find the other one on my other account. I'll send that.
Okay, no problem. I'll stay here.
There we go. Account statements. Bam. January. Share. Don't do that. There we go. Send file to email. Robert. 8 5. January, February, and it's not pulling up March right now, sir. So
no, don't worry. I need four. So you got October, November, and December. Give me January, and we'll try to work with that.
There you go, sir. I think that's all up. And then I'll see if I can bring this one on. No, it's not giving me March until the end of March.
Okay, no worries. That will do. Whatever I have right now, I'll start working with it and give you a call.
But
okay?
That's where all my money in the last 6 months has gone to, is those accounts.
Okay. Gotcha. No, I understand. Tell you what,
man,
you are already with me, stay in contact with text with me. I'm gonna text you, and as soon as I get the response, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Mr. Jeffrey, and we'll see what we can do for you. No worries, you know. I'll stay in contact with you.
Claro que sí. Bien dia.
Okay. You speak Spanish too, huh?
Hey, I'm Master Manuel.
Huh?
More or less. Esta
yeah,
mi segunda lengua, pero es todo el tiempo yo ver latinos, latinas. Yo necesito practicamos mi español.
Yo hablo español también completamente también. I grew up over here. I came to the country when I was 12. I've been to the Marine Corps and all that. I'm 55 right now, and I'm just sitting down in an office now, and I don't do anything too much no more.
That's good, man. You put in your time, so we appreciate
it. Yeah, I did. I put 5 years for the Corp, too. So.
Hey, the Corp, man, yeah, that'll make a special man out of you.
Yeah.
Except it the right way, sir.
Yeah,
my whole family
is
military.
Oh, wow.
Thank
you for the family service, man.
Oh, man, like y'all.
We appreciate it.
Like y'all, too, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. We'll see what we can do for you, man. And I'll keep you posted, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day, and thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right.